Well, good morning again, and we do praise God for each of you on the call today, for truly this is indeed the day the Lord has made, and we're determined to rejoice and be glad in it. We're certainly grateful for the Lord waking us up right early this morning, clothed in our right minds, and need I remind you today, here it is, the 10th day of this new year. If it had not been for the Lord on our sides, somebody tell me, where would we be? And so we thank God for sustaining us in this season, looking beyond our faults. We thank him for healing and delivering and for setting us free. For the word says that he who the Son sets free is free indeed. And so we're certainly grateful for each of you who are on the call. We have two different platforms today that we are engaged in, our Facebook Live, of course, and then our conference call. And so we're thankful for the commitment and the dedication of each of you who are participating and are part of this time that we're going to spend together. And it happens each Tuesday, of course, at 7 a.m., just to give you a little boost as you make your way through the day and keep your antennas up. As I say at the end of the broadcast, almost every Tuesday, that we need to keep our spiritual antennas up. That means that we need to be on alert, that we need to be aware, that we need to be intentional about hearing God's voice. Because, you know, there are so many voices that's coming at us from day to day, and so many things that try to interrupt the flow and the Spirit of God connecting with us. And so we have to start our day with spiritual disciplines. And let me encourage you, even as you are moving into this year, develop spiritual disciplines. Even if you want to journal and keep a faith file, that's what I call it, where you can look back and see what the Lord has done. Or you want to get up and be intentional about spending time with God before you get into the hustle and the bustle of what this day will bring. It's always good to seek the face of God. Matthew 6:33 says, seek first what? The kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all of these other things shall be added unto us. Because many times we want to put the things before God. All right, you're going to get that in a minute. But we have to make sure we have give God proper priority in our lives, not just when things are going bad, but all the time. We have to have him first in our day, first in our week, first in our giving, the first fruits of our living. Everything that we do ought to be consistent with putting God first, because things will overwhelm us to the point where we'll be more interested in the things than we are in what God requires of us. And so the enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But Jesus, here's what he says. He says, I've come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. So that trumps everything that the enemy is trying to do. What the enemy, what Jesus wants to give, the enemy wants to steal. And so we have to make sure that we are on high alert, that our antennas are up, and that we're looking and seeking and trusting God in the good days as well as in the bad days, when things are going great for us and when things are just kind of settling and we're not experiencing any highs. We have to still be consistent. And so we are in a fast here at ATOP, and we're moving right through. It's really a 12-day fast, but if you look at the calendar, it can perhaps even be a 14-day fast. And then some of us have even made a determination to continue the fast. And I want to encourage you, if you feel God leading you, to continue to be persistent, continue to seek the face of God through prayer and fasting, because some things take both prayer and fasting. I know you're praying. I know you're seeking God. I know you're reading his word. But some things come forth by nothing but by prayer and fasting. So I want to encourage you to continue if that's what you feel the Lord leading you to do in this season. And I'm certainly excited as we continue to move through this new year. It's just 10 days in and it's still fresh. And I don't want you to lose sight of that, because when we look back over 2022, we have a right, a reason, and a responsibility to give God praise. He's been good to us. He brought us over. He's continued to supply our needs. And we ought not take it for granted, nor should we take it lightly, because we're in a number that many didn't make it, but aren't you glad that you did? And so we praise God for how he's brought us over and how he continues to bless us even in spite of ourselves. Well, even as I was meditating, praying and deliberating today, and let me give you the playback number before I get too far gone, 605-475-3228. That's 605-475-3228. And even as I was praying, meditating, and deliberating today, we have scriptures that's attached to our fasting calendar that kind of gives us focus for today. There's one just kind of leaped off of the page for me, and I thought I would just elaborate a little bit on this particular scripture. Those of you who have already read your scriptures for today as it relates to our fast, then you'll be very familiar with this one, found in Romans, the first chapter and verse number 16. And here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to read through verse number 17 as well. That's Romans, the first chapter, verses 16 and 17. Here's what Paul is saying. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God to salvation to everyone who believes, for the Jew first, also the Greek. In verse number 17, for in it the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. Wow, that's powerful, isn't it? The just shall live by faith. And so, you know, we walk by faith and not by sight as believers. And so we have to call those things that be not as though they already are. So we have to accelerate our anointing. We have to accelerate the call that God has placed upon our lives. And many times we don't completely see everything in advance that God is trying to get done in our lives. But we have to wait on God. We have to patiently wait on God. Isaiah said, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. You know, in your waiting, there's a renewing that happens. And when you get ahead of God, you miss out on what God is trying to do to refresh and to renew your spirit. Isaiah said, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up on wings as eagles. They shall run, not walk, but they shall run and not get weary, and they shall walk and not faint. And so we have to ask God to just teach us how to wait on him, because faith indeed cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And at the end of Romans 1:17, it says, the just, there it is, shall live by faith. We got to live by faith. We got to believe by faith. We got to walk by faith and not by sight. And so many times we get caught up in what we see in the natural, and we fail to yield to what God is trying to do in the spirit. And so the enemy tries to confuse us with different signals and different things that we see going on around us and cause us to be distracted. But let me encourage somebody this morning and let you know that you've got to just push through, press toward the mark of the prize of the high calling of God. Trust the timing of God, even when it doesn't feel like what you've been asking God to do, and believe that he's doing something in you. A waiting process is happening. He's settling some things. He's bringing some things to pass, that when the thing does come to pass that you have been asking him for, you might be ready to receive it. Wow, that's a word for somebody. I don't know who that word is for today. But just wait on God, for they that wait upon the Lord shall renew. God is renewing you. God is strengthening you in this season. A blessing is coming your way, but you've got to be steadfast in this season, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as you know your labor is not in vain in the Lord. But this passage in Romans, the first chapter, in verses 16 and 17 that I've shared with you, it really helps us to get clarity in terms of our witness, and it also speaks to our demeanor as believers in this season. Here's what Paul says again. He says, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. For I know that it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone who believes." He says the Jew first and also the Greek. But here's what I want you to see in this passage of scripture as you prepare to make your way through this, the 10th day of January. There should be a boldness we should possess as believers. We should possess a boldness in our witness and letting our light shine. We should have a sense of confidence in terms of what we believe and who we believe in. You know, sometimes we want to act as if we don't know the power and the presence of God, even though God has brought us out of a situation. When we come up against certain hurdles in our lives or difficulties, we oftentimes forget about what the Lord has done. But as believers in this season, let me just encourage you to express the boldness, demonstrate a boldness in terms of what God has done. And don't be ashamed. That's what he's saying. Because when you don't express, when you don't let your light shine, when you are ashamed, then you kind of simmer down. You kind of come under the radar, so to speak. And you don't, you can go into a room and people will have no idea that you are a believer. You don't even have to say anything. If you walk in boldness and in confidence, people will recognize there's something different about you. I'm not talking about in the natural now. We want to have swag and all of that, but you can have holy swag. Don't get it twisted. But you know, when you walk into a room, people will know that there's something unique and something different about you. When you prayed up, when you have saturated yourself with prayer and fasting, and you're seeking the face of God, you ought not be ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And so I'm just encouraging you today, even as we go through the remainder of this month and as we continue this fast, have a boldness and a sure confidence, even if you have to stand all by yourself. Continue to decree what God has placed on the inside of you. Be willing to speak God's truth in the face of opposition, even when the odds are against you, even when you feel as if you are out of order or it might not be the right time to say what God has placed in your heart. Not your will now, but God's will. And make sure that you are aligning yourself with his word. And then when you begin to speak God's, whatever God gives you, it will not come from a selfish standpoint, but will come as a result of you saturating yourself and being immersed in the things of God. And so Paul here in this, in Romans, the first chapter, in verse 16 and 17, I've already read, he makes a bold proclamation. And Paul had a sense of understanding that that persecution was going to follow a bold witness. Yeah, he was clear on that. And so many times, even as we make proclamations and we are bold and we're confident in who we are in God, oftentimes you will find that persecution follows the witness. And so he needed the believers to be settled in their testimony and to be strong in their conviction, even as they went forward and they faced hard times. And some of us, even though we're in a new year, it still feels a little strange because we're yet going through difficulty. We're going through a hard place. It doesn't feel right. It doesn't seem like breakthrough is not the. Let me encourage to hold on to God's unchanging hands, because part of what this passage is letting us know that we need to gird ourselves and be ready for the difficult days that come. All too often, we want to look for the high and we want to look for the blessing. And don't get me wrong, nothing wrong with that. But we need to gird ourselves for the attack of the enemy to try to persuade us not to continue in the effort that God has placed in our lives. And so another reason I think the Romans might have been ashamed of the gospel is because the believers during that day and time, they no doubt thought that this message was a little strange and a little ridiculous. And so as a result of how people looked at them, as a result of how people received the message, they became ashamed. And so I want to encourage you today, as I prepare to close out on this 10th day of January, don't be ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, because it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believes. And when you walk in the boldness of God, when you are not ashamed to express what God has done for you, and when you're willing to stand even in the face of opposition, and when the odds are against you, God's going to give you victory. His word is going to come forth, and people are going to see the goodness and the grace of God because you dared to be not ashamed. Well, that's the thought for today, even as we make our way. And I want to encourage you to continue to trust God and don't grow weary in this season, for in due time you shall reap if you faint not. Let's have a word of prayer as we prepare to close out. God, we bless you and we honor you, and we do thank you for this day, and we thank you for our lives. Thank you for your Spirit's abiding presence. Thank you for we realize that in you we do live, move, and have our being. And we understand clearly that we're nothing without you. And so now, God, we pray that every need will be met, every prayer will be heard, everything will line up with the will that you have for each of us, that you will heal, deliver, and set free, and then cause us to be not ashamed, but give us a boldness and a sure confidence even as we make our way. So we give you praise in advance for what you're going to do. In Jesus' name we pray. And the people of God said amen. Well, I hope you keep your spiritual antennas up today and continue to trust the timing of God. And if you're in the vicinity, I hope that you can join us Wednesday night at 7 o'clock p.m. as we kick off our 23rd anniversary revival. Can you believe it's been 23 years for us at ATOP, and we're excited. Dr. Christopher Davis and the St. Paul Missionary Baptist Church will be our special guest. And then on Thursday, of course, we will have Reverend Boyce, Reginald Boyce from the Riverside Baptist Church, and his congregation will be present. And then Friday night, this Friday night, we will have the closer in the house to come and share with us from First Baptist Broad. Pastor Norman, Keith Norman, will be here, will be in ATOP and sharing with us. And we're excited. And on Sunday, we have a special guest all the way from Jackson, Mississippi, and his congregation as we made fellowship in relation when the last water difficulty happened in Jackson, where we delivered the water. We were able to connect with the pastor at that church, and our spirits just connected. And so he's coming in this Sunday and bringing his congregation, and we're looking forward to it. Well, you be encouraged today, and you get information more about what's happening. You can look at our website, anointedtemple.org. Be encouraged. Until next time, you be blessed.